Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is John Batchelor. This is an excerpt from a conversation with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News. His memory of his Gulf War participation. This is January, March of 1991. At issue is the decision by the Iraqi retreated defeated army to set oil wells afire and spread that poisonous smoke across the whole terrain, breathed in by the U.S. and allied troops who were stationed there at the edge of Kuwait as the Iraqis collapsed. They continued to breathe it for weeks afterwards, and Jeff tells a very convincing story of something's wrong. Something's very wrong with what happened. That was a war crime, what Saddam did and what Iraq did. And reviewing those events, that was enough to close that sovereign power down, but it did not happen. The Gulf War II in 03 was the second part, and then the Iraqi occupation was the third part. Now today, Iraq continues in the news, and it's all very sad about the decline and fall of Iraq over decades, but the initial contact was the invasion of Kuwait by Saddam Hussein and his lieutenants in August and September of 1990. That led to the response by the United Nations and 42 nations led by the U.S. to recapture, to retake Kuwait, to liberate Kuwait, and then stop at the border of Iraq, the oil wells of fire across the landscape. Here's Jeff to explain what it was like and what it means all these decades later to the men and women who served there. Jeff McCausland.
Yeah, I've talked to some of my guys, and there's the real question of so-called Gulf War syndrome or Gulf War effects. Several of my guys have manifested some problems. Other things were caused, some believe, by the experimental vaccines that we took in some cases to protect us against various types of bio warfare that the Iraqis might use. I, for one, they've discovered some spots on my lungs, which, since I never smoked, the doctors believe are a function of breathing all that in and out. I remember going to my brigade headquarters in the middle of one of these unbelievably smoky days when it blots out the sun, walked in, and our brigade surgeon was telling the commander in a briefing that he had determined that this was unhealthy. And I asked him at the time, how many years of medical school did it take you to determine that? I kind of figured that out the first time the wind blew in the wrong direction.
More of this later. Thanks.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.